The numbers tell part of the story here. 82% of Americans say it's important to talk with family and friends about end-of-life issues. But only about a quarter of us have gotten around to creating an advance healthcare directive. This provides a roadmap for your medical care to match your wishes when you can't speak for yourself. There's one more number to keep in mind, according to social worker Taylor McCandless, co-chair of My Care, My Plan.
About 50% of us in a medical crisis may not be able to participate in decision-making, at least temporarily, so it's important to identify who you want to be on that directive.
The person speaking for you is generally called your agent. But there are circumstances under which an agent isn't necessary, says psychotherapist Dorothy Foster, another co-chair of the My Care, My Plan Coalition.
Many people don't have someone whom they would entrust that all those decisions, and you can complete a directive without identifying an agent to speak for you and add any number of pages that you've written describing what you would want to have happen or not happen given a variety of circumstances.
There are as many potential scenarios needing to be covered by advanced care directives as there are health issues that might make it impossible for us to express our wishes to our medical team.
We have a lot of cyclists in our community who encounter accidents all the time, and we never know. It might not be the accident, but it might be something that comes up in surgery where you need someone who's ready to pop in there and speak to the doctor on your behalf, help make decisions.
Foster and McCandless are experts in countering denial and procrastination in conversations about planning. For example,
as people age or experience dementia, people can opt to actually choose to have their agent be in charge of their medical decisions while they're still maybe participating, but they don't feel that they're able to manage all the variables or make judgments about the decisions and the diagnoses and medications that are being presented to them, and they want that advocate to participate in all their decisions at that point.
One thing repeated often by advocates for better planning is that the advance care planning is not a one-and-done situation. It's a living document that needs to be changed with life circumstances. Another point to emphasize, says Taylor McCandless, is that each individual approaches the choices to be made here with his or her own set of priorities.
I worked with a woman recently who was very uncertain about going to an oncology appointment, about understanding all the complicated words and the names for things. And I said, you don't have to understand that. You have to understand what you want to get out of it and say, which one of these particular treatments will, in her case, get me home to live independently with my cat.
Foster and McCandless sometimes refer to the advance health directives as a gift.
Emergency room experience where there are life support decisions to be made. That is when the gift is most complete, because if the right person can be there by phone or in contact with another loved one who's with you, all those gears work together for the best outcome for the person who's experiencing the medical crisis.
The My Care, My Plan initiative is holding a public information session July 11th, but it's already full. The next session takes place on October 17th. Make a plan to sign up early. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.